end of the first essay of the Kuzari. Hopefully after the finals, we'll begin the second essay, which goes into topics of Eretz Yisrael and other very interesting things. So the topic for this week and next week is going to be about Olam Haba. So the Kuzari, we're starting in paragraph 102. See it there on the page, paragraph 102. Amar Kuzari, Velo Yoter Tov, Sheyasher Hakol, Ve'yazeh Yoter Nachon, Veriv Chochma. Says the Kuzari to the Chaver. Now you remember we've spoken many, many, many times already in the number of weeks that we've learned together that the Jewish people have a very special place in the world. And this is the message, the chosen people, this is the message that the rabbi keeps sharing with the king over and over again. So the king is very bothered by this. And he's expressed his discomfort with this idea many times. And he says to him again, he says, but there's so many people who need to be uplifted in this world. There's so many people who need help. So why doesn't God just give everybody the same opportunity? Another way of saying, why didn't he just make us all the same? So the Chaver answers paragraph 103, and he says like this. Amar Chaver, Balo haya yoter tov shu achayim kulam edabrim. He says, imagine if we were all the same. It'd be pretty boring. Not just humans. Animals would be like humans also. Everybody would have the same exact abilities, same strengths, the same language. He says, God didn't want the world to be that way. He says, Hashem created the world to be diverse, to be different, to have lots of different levels, to have rocks, and to have grass, and to have things that grow, and things that move but don't talk, and then things that move but do talk. And then there's the idea of the Jewish people, which is a nation that can connect to Hashem on a level that nobody else can. And he says that here in the next line. Im kein kvar shachachta ma shekadem behemshech zera adam. Think about it this way, he says. In order for your body to function, you need a heart, you need a kidney, you need lungs, you need a brain, you need eyes, you need ears, you need a mouth. You need feet, you need legs, you need all your body parts. You need the external and the internal. You need it all. You need every part of who you are in order to function. Yes, there are some organs in your body that are more important than other organs. You can't live without a heart. If you don't have a heart, you can't live. You can live without a leg, but it helps you live better. It helps you have a better, higher quality of life, to be able to walk, to be able to see. You don't always think about it that way. So says the Chaver to the Kuzari, he says, the world is like a body. How is that? He explains, he says, the heart is the pumping center of the body. And it's what gives the rest of the body the ability to live, to survive, to go about its needs. But that doesn't mean that all the rest of the parts of the body are irrelevant and not important. Every single part is essential. It's just there has to be something that's going to be the heart. And that heart is the Jewish people. We are the lathe. That's what the Chaver says. Very powerful words. He says, everybody's important. Hashem created lots of different kinds of nations and religions. And that's wonderful. That's beautiful. There should be diversity. There should be what we call in Judaism, Shivim Panim LaTorah. When you're sitting in a classroom and the teacher is saying a pasuk and you have 10 different hands that go up in the room and everybody has something different to say, that's the beauty of Torah. That's the beauty of diversity. We believe in that. We encourage that. Hashem wanted the world to be that way. But there has to be something in the center. There has to be a lathe. Such as the Chaver says to the Kuzari. You're right. Hashem wanted there to be different perspectives, different parts of this creation. And he goes on, it's rich, it's colorful to have this. And he explains at the end here in the paragraph something very important. You know that before World War One, listen carefully to this, before World War One, in Germany, 1% of the population was Jewish before World War I.
And just before World War I, there was a Nobel Prize awards given out. 25% of the Nobel Prize awards went to Jews in Germany. 1% of the population was Jewish. 25% of the awards went to Jews. Now, this is not about Jews are smarter, Jews are better. That's not what this is about. What this is about is that we have a certain quality and a certain gift that we give to the world. And you know what's interesting? Anybody here ever heard of the book Mein Kampf? You know it was written by? Yeah, you know what he says in there? He says a lot of bad things. But one of the things that he says in there is that he can't understand the Jewish people. 2,000 years of murder and people trying to get them to change and live their life differently. And they're so stubborn. He was bothered by it. Even Hitler, Yimach Shemo, wrote about these things. So there's a lane of the world that's the Jewish people. So he says here, he continues on in the rest of paragraph 103. If you go to the left side of the page, the paragraph that starts Zoti, yeah, it's paragraph 3 in English. And he says like this. He says that when you experience prophecy, Nevuah, which is a topic that we've covered a lot in our learning. He says you connect to a world, it's not in this world. You're connecting to Hashem. You're connecting to a world that's not in the world that we're in, Olam Hazeh. It's Olam Haba. So he says, Zotiyat Slama Raya Nirit Va'ora Bahir Bagamul Olam Haba. Everybody here has heard of Olam Haba. The afterlife, what happens after you die? I don't know. I don't know what the answer is, but we believe that something happens. Something happens to your soul. How do I know that Olam Haba exists? How do I know? We don't. Says the Chaver to the Kuzari, I'm going to prove it to you. You know how I know Olam Haba exists? He says the fact that we can experience Nivuah, prophecy, in this world, that we can connect. We're in a physical world. Hands, eyes, ears, floor, microphone, food, physical world. The fact that we can experience a different world than the one that we're in, that's what Olam Haba is. It's a different world than the one that we're in. We just call it a fancy word called Olam Haba, the spiritual world. So the fact that you can experience it in this world, which is Nivuah, so everyone in this room is going to say, but I never had Nivuah, so how can I experience Olam Haba? So it's a good question. We'll try to answer that next week. But we're just going to finish with the following line, which is, the way to experience Olam Haba in this world is through mitzvah. I'll finish with the following line. The word mitzvah, what does it mean? Commandment, but it also means connection. Mitzvah is from also the root sav, savta, which means a connection. Through how we live our life as Torah Jews, we connect to that world. So the beginning of our conversation, which we will continue next week, is that Olam Haba is not some far-off idea. It's actually something that we can experience here in this world, in the life that we're in right now. So think about that. We will continue next week. Everybody have a wonderful day.